At issue in the case was whether or not Georgia's law requiring a defendant to prove mental retardation beyond a reasonable doubt is constitutional. Attorneys for Hill claim his intellectual disability makes him ineligible for the death penalty under a 2002 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. They also asked justices to allow a new hearing for Hill because state experts who originally claimed Hill was not mentally disabled have now changed their minds. Attorney Brian Kammer represents Hill and serves as executive director of the Georgia Resource Center.
I think it's an incredibly sad day. It's a demoralizing day. It's a day that makes you lose faith in the Constitution. I think it means that other states can erect impossibly high burdens to proving mental retardation so that even people who are almost certainly mentally retarded will end up being executed.
But even though Hill's petition on this issue is over, a separate appeal is still pending before the Georgia Supreme Court. In that appeal, justices will review the constitutionality of a new state law which protects the identity of the source of the drugs Georgia uses in executions. However, WABE's legal analyst Paige Pate says it's unlikely the state's high court will stop Hill's execution.
So the only thing that remains is this real procedural challenge to the way the execution drug is obtained and the method that they have in the Department of Corrections for scheduling and, you know, going forward with the execution itself. Almost no matter how the Georgia Supreme Court rules, they can still go forward with the Warren Lee Hill execution.
The Georgia Attorney General's Office declined to comment on the case. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.